Syracuse area Congressman Dan Maffei is still waiting for a response to his letters to three federal agencies calling for an investigation into Syracuse Federal Probation Department policies that allowed accused killer David Rentz to allegedly disable his electronic ankle monitor. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the case illustrates what he calls a lack of oversight in certain federal agencies.
According to Maffei, one of the problems is there are too many agencies that have oversight over the federal court system and the Syracuse Probation Office. Maffei sent a letter last week asking the Justice Department to investigate the Syracuse Probation Office for its apparent failure to monitor Rentz. He also sent letters to the Administrative Office for the United States Courts and the Judicial Conference of the United States, which also oversee the federal court system. He says you can see how this case could have fallen through the cracks because of a lack of someone like an inspector general.
Even the IRS has an inspector general, somebody who is a watchdog. There's no inspector general here. So that's, I think, the most frustrating thing is that, you know, people say, well, you got to fire somebody. You got to figure out who to fire.
Rentz is accused of stabbing to death 47-year-old Lori Bresnahan of Liverpool and sexually assaulting a 10-year-old girl in a mall parking lot last March. An electronic ankle bracelet was supposed to have kept track of him after a January arrest on federal child pornography charges. But federal officials say he disabled the bracelet the evening of the crime, and the Syracuse Probation Office ignored a total of 46 alerts that the bracelet had been tampered with. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.